from the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington. This is Kevin Foley reading Keohawk by Craig Fraley. Now, let's begin with Keohawk. Chapter 1. June, the Present. Josh Taylor loved Lake Chenoa, even though he realized the people of Lake Chenoa didn't love him. Except for the people, the Northern Nevada horse ranching community was the kind of place Josh dreamed of growing up in as a child. The 11-mile-wide bass and trout-filled lake sat like an oasis, supporting life in a vast sagebrush-covered desert. Quaking trees, with their white bark teasing of snow that would never fall, stood closest to the water. Beyond the quakens were groves of pine trees, their roots soaking up undercurrents from the Blood River which flowed into the lake. Like the water it was named after, the community of Lake Chenoa seemed to spring up by nature's own design and not man's. Past the pine trees, encircling the lake, was Main Street, a gravel road that seemed to define where the oasis ended and desert began. Several horse ranches dotted the landscape around the unpaved road. The town itself stood west of the lake. It was on the stretch of Main Street running north to south where the only post office, bar, sheriff's office, one-screen movie theater, and general store existed. Only two roads connected Lake Chenoa to the rest of the world. One was a highway which branched off Interstate 15 further south, and the other was Rancho Road, heading north to the reservation.
Get away from those shirts!
Old Man Crawford.